And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. While the Great American Migration continues, the top six states drawing new residents are all proudly situated in the South, with Florida leading the pack at nearly 373,000 newcomers, followed by the state of Texas with 315,000. Meanwhile, the state of California managed to shed 75,000 residents, almost exactly the number Tennessee gained. Well, a seismic shift in American education might be on the horizon as President-elect Trump renews his pledge to eliminate the Department of Education, with Republican Senator Mike Rounds already introducing legislation to make that happen. The $80 billion agency, which ironically doesn't educate anyone, could see its functions distributed to other departments, and former education official Jim Blue suggested that local districts, quote, would be hard-pressed to do worse than the current system, which is pretty sobering coming from someone who was on the inside. The Supreme Court is preparing to hear its first major case on child gender transitions as Tennessee defends its law protecting minors from irreversible procedures. The case emerged after Matt Walsh's investigation revealed Vanderbilt University Medical Center was viewing these transitions as, quote, a big moneymaker. While the ACLU calls these procedures medically necessary, recent research suggests they actually increase the rate of suicide. The British death cult continues to march on as their parliament inches closer to legalizing assisted suicide. But they may want to glance across the pond at Canada, where the right quickly became a subtle suggestion for the elderly and disabled. And Ferrari, not to be outdone by Jaguar, has apparently decided that selling cars isn't exciting enough, announcing a new commitment to DEI training and unconscious bias workshops. The legendary brand will now ensure its employees use inclusive language because, hey, that's exactly what high-performance luxury looks like today. Mandatory sensitivity training. And in a move that demonstrates the depth of defiance, California's leadership is threatening police officers with felony charges and pension loss if they assist federal immigration enforcement. One mayor, whose city sits just 30 minutes from the border, noted that his officers now face an impossible choice between following federal law and keeping their retirement. And President Biden is taking the unprecedented step of pardoning his son Hunter for any crimes committed over an 11-year period while falsely claiming the charges were purely political. Biden said no reasonable person can conclude anything other than his son being singled out. Apparently, reasonable people have a different definition in the White House. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.